Hey, good morning, traders and investors. This is JD, your mobile trader, and this is the Mobile Trader Podcast for Monday, November 11th, 2019. Hey, guys, we have a great show lined up. Today's guest is Teela Holcomb. I'll get right to it. She runs the program, the Trade Your 9 to 5 program. She's a very successful stocks and options trader, six-figure earner. She's been in the market for several years. She has a system lined up, and she's going to drop some very, very practical nuggets on us today and give us some guidance and give everyone a boost of confidence. We're not here to sell it. Just going to want to pull in and glean as much information as we can from this interview. So,
hey, thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you, Teela. I've seen you in a few of the chat rooms or in a few of the Facebook rooms that I frequent, and I've grown to just enjoy your when you do comment, it's they're nuggets. And I showed my wife and daughter your 9 to 5 program, and we signed up for the free lesson layout and love it. So I just want to dive right into this. What is your current investing status for the listening audience, and what markets do you frequent?
So I'm a full-time trader and investor, meaning that's what I do. I don't have a job.
Right,
that is
right.
My job. And so I actively trade and invest, and I trade stocks and options.
Outstanding. And well, I tell you this, was there a particular moment where you said, you know what, it's time for me to become a full-time trader? I've seen your videos, but I want the audience to know that aha moment when you made that move, and what steps did you take to make that a reality?
It wasn't something I had planned. I was working a 9 to 5 that took up a lot of my time. And I was really looking for something that I'd be able to still make decent money like I was making, but have more control over my time. And I did what a lot of people do, and I decided, okay, I'm going to start a business. And so I started, I was in government contracting at the time. And so I was like, I'll just start I know about government contracting. I'll try to start my own government contracting business and go from there. And the employer that I was working for at the time, they were like, well, you know a lot about this industry, and so we're going to have to let you go. And I was like, what? I wasn't ready for that. But around the time that I started the business, I also started learning about investing. One of the gentlemen that I worked with mentioned the stock market. So I started asking him questions, and I started kind of learning and trading on the side. But it wasn't my focus to do that full time.
Right.
Even when I got fired, I was like, okay, now I've got all the time in the day to work on getting this government contracting business off the ground. And I kept writing proposal after proposal and working on that. And it just wasn't really getting any traction. And right. My husband kept pulling me aside. He was like, you should probably focus on this trading thing. Like,
really?
You know? Yeah. And I was like, nope. This business. And so I just kept trucking along, trying to get this dang business off the ground, because I think it was more so I felt like that's what I got fired for, that this has to work. I was like, I was so all in on that. And the last time he pulled me aside, he was like, no, look at these numbers. Like, look at what you're making. Like, look at the numbers. Like, I think you could really do something with this. And that was what made me finally look at what I was doing in the stock market and like, you know what, I can do something with this. I can make this my full-time income.
Well, had you been exposed to the market at an early age, or what was your first exposure to the stock market?
No, I hadn't heard about investing or anything like that. My mom never talked about it. No one in my family growing up talked about it. My first interaction with anything dealing with the stock market is when I got my first job outside of the military, and the lady I worked with told me that I needed to be putting money into my 401k. I didn't know what that meant. She showed me how to right. set it up, and I did it. And then I just like forgot about it. I was like, okay, it's going there. But then when the other gentleman started talking about the stock market, that was my first like real introduction into like people like me can make money doing this. And so that's how it all started.
Well, I need to say this. Thank you for your sacrifice and service as well, Teela. So I believe you're a veteran, correct?
Yes, I am. Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you. So, well, The next question was about, was your husband all in? But I guess that's an obvious answer. And so that's a blessing, I guess, when both parties within the, you know, within the household are on board. Has he been a big support? I guess, is he a market person as well?
He does trade some, and he does, but it's mostly me, and he's okay. Super supportive. Like he, like I said, he saw it in me before I saw it in me. And so he's always been, very supportive, and he even encouraged me to start teaching it as well.
Okay. Well, now you have the entrepreneurial spirit. So you're business minded from going from your government contracts to trading, and then turning your trading into a business as well. Do you think that has helped you, I guess, become a successful trader and maintaining that consistency?
Yes, it really has. Just the simple fact of having to be accountable, you know, to my students and show them the right way. I think it has helped me be even more disciplined, because they'll call me out. They're like,
hey, right.
You said the rule is this. I'm like, yeah, you're right. Thanks for calling me out and keeping me accountable. Because, I mean, we're human. We know the rules, but sometimes we kind of skirt it. It helped.
That's my thing at times, that when you mention discipline, the disciplined trader and human emotions, I guess how we try to read emotions by reading the ticker or the tape. But we're going to have a lot of newbies that are going to listen to this as well. And the big balance between investing and trading and the step by step. Do you have any suggestions for the new investor or the younger investor who's interested in stepping into investing and also trading?
My biggest advice would be to start with a practice or paper money account. And what that is it's a virtual account that gives you kind of play money, monopoly money, and allows you to get a feel and understanding of how the market works before you start using your hard-earned money to figure it all out. And it helps you to figure out a strategy, a trading or investing strategy,
right,
before you just start putting your money out there. And it kind of helps you get an idea of the emotions that you're going to be fighting when you get out there. It's all different for us. It's different for everyone, because we all have had a different experience with money growing up. So our experience and emotions in the market are going to be different, but a virtual trading account or practice account will allow you to go through all of that first before putting your money at risk.
That's great. I know I try to whisper TD Ameritrade's name so they don't really find out that they have the best, in my opinion, the fact that their virtual trader comes with the Thinkorswim, your Thinkorswim account, and no minimum.
Yeah, hands down, the best.
That's, I mean, just from a practice standpoint, if once you get I think I've heard you mention that as well. And as I'm going forward, we're talking about disciplined traders, emotions, the emotions of trading that come with it. Are you a big proponent of trader psychology?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Did you see the light from the start, or when did you fall into that?
Fall into trading?
No, the idea of trader psychology being a key component of being a successful trader, I guess.
Well, after I had been practicing a while, I definitely saw the light then, that you have to be in a completely different mindset when it comes to trading versus investing. And so I saw right away, like, okay, this isn't the same. Like, I've got to be on my game and figure out, okay, what is that game? How do I have to be coming into this market in order to survive?
Okay. Well, I think I know from my experience going from paper trading or virtual trading and jumping and having success and jumping directly into the market with my official account, where it's my money, that, you know, it was a different level of my pulse rate changed mm-hmm. initially. And so I know what are some of the things that you may have struggled with early on in your trading career that that might, I guess our listeners could probably learn from?
I would say doubting myself at first, doubting myself simply because I didn't know what I was doing yet. So you are doubting yourself because you are trying to figure out a strategy to go about. But instead of taking it personal by doubting myself, it was finding what was it, I had to shift to finding out whether this works. And it was about this didn't work, not I didn't work. Right. And so and then once I did figure out, OK, this worked, sticking with that and seeing how I can apply it further. But again, just not taking it personal. I think we tend to definitely take things that happen in the market personal. But the market doesn't care about you and your emotions, your feelings. It's just telling you these are the rules and you have to play by them. So definitely pushing all that to side and just playing what the market will give you when it wants to give it to you is the best way.
Well, you mentioned that you do both from the investing side and the trading side. Could you maybe mention to the audience the difference between that in your opinion and how you, approach both of those disciplines?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So and I always like to tell, my anyone that there is a difference between trading and investing, and because a lot of people don't know, they think it's the same thing. But investing is long term. You're buying stocks, in my opinion, for years to decades. I even look at it like this is something that I can pass down in my family. And so you can also look at it like it's a marriage. You're marrying these companies for a very long time, right?
Right, right.
Whereas trading, it's more like dating. So I'm just here to have a little fun. I'm going on one date, get $200 out of you or $1,000 out of you, and I'm on my way, right?
Right. It's the Bobby Brown play. That's what I call it. Yeah, the in and out. And anyway,
I always say trading is like dealing with the hustle man. I don't care about the fundamentals. Like, I don't care about their dividend. Right. I don't care about any of that. All I want to know is, can I get a discount? Can I get my money now and keep it moving? Does the stock move enough to where I can make some right now money and move on to the next trade? And as long as you go into it with that mindset and not trying to go into a trade, something that was only momentarily, and try to make it long term, then you'll definitely be doing better.
Okay, let's stay on that vein right there. Let's stay in the trading side of things. Now, when you're as a trader, what's your analysis style? Are you technical? Are you fundamental? Or are you a hybrid?
I'm technical when it comes to trading. I just, what is the chart telling me?
And okay.
Yeah. Is there a historical trend in this stock?
Let's see. With that leads me into, are you a candlesticks proponent?
Yeah. All candlesticks.
Okay. 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 And I'm throwing some of the names out there, I guess, for the audience. And I'm pretty sure they have a feel for that. A little bit further into that, what do you have any go-to news outlets? Because I know everyone wants to get that pre-market information or the up-to-minute information. Are there a couple of spots you go to, like a FinViz or Benzinga, maybe?
I actually pull up, I look at CNBC the most.
Okay.
CNBC, and sometimes I'll check Cheddar.
Really?
Yeah. I'll check Cheddar as well.
I haven't gone to Cheddar.
But for the most part, like, I'm just, again, when it comes to trading, I don't take a headline as is. I take that headline and I look at my chart. What is my chart telling me? Because market news, financial news, just like regular news, is sensationalized. And so they want to get that click. And so they're going to give you a headline that they want you to click on. And so I always make sure I'm checking my charts to confirm what everyone else in the market or how everyone else in the market is reacting to this current news item, instead of just, oh, this is going to make the stock go down and I trade off of that. No, I go to my chart and let my chart tell me what is everyone doing.
The hot industry for a while, I guess for a little period, with restaurant, QSR, with the chicken sandwiches going. you know, and everybody was.
Yes, I'm so glad you brought that up, because I just saw a meme over the weekend where it said, "You're in the wrong line. Don't buy the chicken sandwich, buy the stock." So I pull up the chart because I've been here seeing the hype. I even went and tried the sandwich. It's all right. But when I look at the chart, the stock has been trending down since September. Halfway through November. Yes. So don't tell someone to go buy the stock when, you know, what is their investments that are they investing? Are they trading? Are they trading options? Because if they're just straight buying the stock, as this meme says, they would have been out of money since September. So don't take it as is. Don't follow the memes. Trust your charts.
Okay, I like that. I like that. I'm definitely a technical trader, but I'll go into certain companies like a Boeing, for example. I do watch. I try to pick up on some early news, but a lot of it's already baked into the price. Or you know, I'm trying not to be too early to the party, which is always one of my little, I guess, my pet peeves that I have of myself. But one thing I wanted to talk about from the standpoint of the market and our circles that we travel in or that you operate in, I've always had a problem, I guess. There's no one really in my close circle who actively invests or even trades. Do you have a mastermind group or a strong circle that you can lean upon?
I do. And it's so very important because the whole trading investor world can be lonely if you don't find a circle. I will say my first 2 years of trading full time, I got a little depressed because it was just me. I didn't have an office to go to. I wasn't interacting with people. I was just at home like, okay, I'm making money. This is great. But there was no human interaction. So I will say I have since then got that circle of people who are on the same level and in the same mindset that I can even share some of this with, because I noticed as I was learning, no one else was, they either wasn't interested or they just didn't know that they could do it. So they were very skeptical. But yes, it's so important to get you a circle of people that are learning the market or in the market, that can be, you know, a mentor or accountability partner, just so that you have that around you and you can keep up leveling from there.
Yeah, that's great. I'm definitely a big proponent of the mastermind group, and it's lonely. I guess for the most part, you know, most of my friends definitely don't want to hear it. But I think after Bitcoin spiked and right before it rolled over, that's when everybody wanted to find out about the market. Mm-hmm. And that was it's part of it. But tell me this: one of the things that I want to talk to I guess the newbies about, because everybody wants to jump into trading, I always think that being undercapitalized as a new trader is a tough hurdle, because you don't realize it. You're looking at a small account, and then you don't realize that you're going to blow up that account in the beginning if you don't have the, the support of the right training. What do you have any suggestions or any advice for startup amounts in the next steps to go through if they want to become, maybe not a full-time trader, but just become an effective trader?
I always recommend no more than $3,000, right? You can start with a lot less than that. I have one student that started with $200 simply because I also teach options. And options, you can, you know, it doesn't take as much capital as buying the actual stock right out. But I always recommend, everyone's like, why wouldn't I start with a lot more than $3,000 or $1,000? It's like, well, because you're still new and you still got to get a feel for this, right? And like you said, you're going to blow this account up, and it's a lot more, it's humbling when it's a lot more than that. So let's not, you know, like, you can get to the point where you scare yourself out of the market because you're trying to go too big. So start small. It's okay to have a small account. Don't compare your day one, month one, year one to my, you know, 10, 11 years into this, right? Just start small. It's like a snowball. Like, you're making $80, $50, $60 here and there with a small account, but it will build up from there. But it's about learning how to trade well in the beginning versus trying to trade big and trying to turn it, you know, trying to flip it overnight. Like, that's not going to happen. I was just teaching a class last week, and I told them, you know, boring money is long money. So this
should,
it shouldn't be Bitcoin money, right? This isn't everybody. That's when everyone wants to jump in. Like you said, that's the wrong time. Like when is that exciting? Yeah, going up, but it's just as terrifying going down. So you want it to be repetitious, get a system that you just repeat over and over. And it should be boring to you. Boring money is long money though.
Well, I'm not going to hold you super this question. What steps should a newbie take? I know you have your course. Did you go to a mentor? Did you purchase a course, a book, or how did you get your start on this journey?
One of the first, so I read some of the books that the gentleman I worked with told me about. I looked on YouTube. YouTube was it wasn't as big as it is now, but I looked around on YouTube, went to some seminars and stuff like that. But one of the first books that was really let me know that I could do this was called the Turtle Trader. Okay. And it was just about how this man took some people off the street that knew nothing about the market and taught them a system. So it taught me, and they were able to go on and make money. So it told me I don't need to already know something about the market. I just need to find a system that I consistently follow, and I'll be able to make some money. So I liked that book. I will say definitely if you're a mentor can cut your time down if they already have an existing system that works for them. So if you're looking to have someone kind of get you from point A to point Z quicker, a mentor might be the way to go for you. But you can also, you know, kind of start doing homework and these on your own. That's where I would think a paper money account would come into play for you to test these strategies out. So I think the first step is determining, do you want someone to teach you, you know, their system and you get there quicker? Or do you want to put in the time to develop a system on your own? Know what one way isn't better than the other. It's a matter of what type of person are you and which one are you willing to commit to?
Wow, that's an outstanding answer. That's something I just want to, you know, provide some the listeners with hopefully a step by step. Do you have any other than the Turtle Trader? I wrote down three of my favorite books: The Alchemist, The Richest Man in Babylon, and Rich Dad Poor Dad. And my favorite trading book is Reminiscences of a Stock Operator. It's an older book. Do you have any go-tos or favorite books?
I'd say my favorite trading book would have to be The Disciplined Trader, because there's so much of this discipline. Like 90% of it is mindset and discipline. 10% of it is like the actual strategy that you're applying. So I would definitely say The Disciplined Trader.
Okay, that outstanding one. Well, we're coming up to the rapid fire segment. I have a couple of questions. First one is, stops, mental stops or hard stops when you're trading?
I personally do mental stops.
Okay, advanced trader. We got you. Okay. All right, good one. All right. Favorite trading session? Do you like the open or the close? Or are you, which one do you really just, is that your comfort zone?
I'm a middle of the day. I don't even mess with the opening.
Wow. Okay. Middle of the day?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. And let's see. Last one. We go Martin or the Fresh Prince TV shows. Which will be?
Martin.
Or Living Single. Or Living Single. I don't know if I might have to drop that in there.
No, nah, definitely Martin.
Okay. We'll go Marty Marr. All right. Well, I tell you this, Tila. Let our audience know how they can get in touch with you, how that we can find you on social media if we want to take your free course and just maybe select you as a mentor. Please let us know how we can get in touch with you.
Yeah, you can follow me on Facebook or Instagram or YouTube at Tila Holcomb. I also recommend, if you go to my site, tilaholcomb.com, I have a free course linked there on that main page. Would love to have you check out the free course to even see if I am the mentor for you, because I know everyone's teaching style and everything is different. I always recommend you do that first to decide if I am the coach for you. And if I am, I definitely would love to have you in my Trade Your 9-to-5 program. You can learn more about it at tradeyour9to5.com.
And with Tila Holcomb, it's TelaHolcomb, correct?
Correct.
Okay. TelaHolcomb.com and Trade Your 9-to-5. And I tell you this, how many years have you been trading, and how long did it take you to reach the level of like, hey, I'm retired? I think I read that somewhere where you've actually retired.
Yeah. And when I say retire from a 9-to-5, because everyone's like, well, if you're still working, okay, if you're still trading, you're still doing a business like that, that means you're not retired.
Yeah.
Everyone's give definition me a break. Yeah. Of retired is different. So I just want to be clear. Like, I retired from a 9-to-5, meaning I'm no longer dependent on a paycheck from someone else. So I started trading in 2005. And I would say about three and a half to four years into that is when I was in a position to say, okay, I am no longer relying on a paycheck. I would say that what helped me get there was realizing that breaking that dependence requires you to eliminate debt. I'm such a huge proponent of eliminating debt, because once you no longer have that money going out of your home, the money piles up from there. So if that is your sole focus in the beginning is eliminating that debt, then you're closer to being able to, to make this a living income, because you can live off a lot less at that point.
Wow. Outstanding. And so the idea is just, we're going to let these people know that your overnight success was several years in the making. So I know I put the post up on Facebook and a couple of guys were like, oh, skeptics were here, you know, and I was like, it's not saying you're going to be a millionaire. We're just saying just the information, the study. And so I appreciate you coming on here, Tila, and sharing your wisdom and the nuggets and the practical just application of what you do. I'm sure it's going to inspire a lot of families. So is there anything you'd like to say before we close?
I'd like to say, if you're thinking about it, definitely get you a circle of friends that are on the same level and would like to level up with you. And don't think because you haven't heard about investing or trading the stock market that you can't do this. Okay. Me, JD, and a plenty of others are evidence that you can do this as long as you're committed. So I say, if you're willing to take on the work, it's definitely worth it.
Wow. Well, I truly appreciate your time today, Tila, and I'll definitely reach out to you, and hopefully we'll get a lot of families that head to TilaHolcomb.com.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Take care.